Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Brie.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
See that? I have to comment.
That wasn't
seemed
good?
A little rushed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The speed was not the issue. It wasn't the motion behind it.
It was kind of the tone that went with the speed.
Okay, so it was the combo of
I think both.
The tone.
Well, I think the speed reflected in the tone, you know?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You said you hadn't had notes.
I'll try and both slow it down.
Okay, and
put a
joyous
little,
set up.
But not too joyous.
No.
Because sometimes I do it and you're like, no, like, too excited
this
isn't to
a
be
pep
here.
Rally.
Okay, yes. So somewhere in the middle.
Do you want to try again, or are we just going to
Yeah,
roll
let's give it. Okay. Let's give it another whirl. Yeah.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Brie.
See, I didn't even. I don't know about the hey, it's Brie on that
oh,
one.
Okay, I was trying something a little new.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Brie.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
That was great. No notes.
Thank you so much.
After my notes.
No notes. Absolutely,
absolutely
flawless.
I've never had a note for you.
Wow. No.
And this week's topic is Q and gay.
Your fat foot is on my
sorry, it's
rope
not Q and gay.
The...
Shh, I lied. Everybody,
just take your cues and
it's
get out of here.
Well, you asked.
Yeah.
Number 12. I also looked ahead of time and we are at 11. I'm honestly killing the numbers game right now.
Wow, you
call me a fucking mathematician.
Oh my God.
But if you're watching on video, this week's topic is headgear.
What the fuck?
We're both wearing hats today.
It's hat week.
It's hat week
on Patreon.
Everybody's joining us for hat week on I Can Explain.
I hope you're all out there wearing your hats.
You know what I think we should do as an episode?
What?
People listening
I'm
to
so
this
afraid.
Can let us know.
After hat week.
I'm okay. Trying to think about where it will land. I still think it'll land in December. I think we should do... to round up the year,
okay.
I think we should do a favorites episode where we talk about, it was inspired. Oh, we can talk about this as well.
Yeah.
It was inspired by today was
hat
Spotify.
Day.
Hat day! And I'm wearing my favorite hat. No, today was Spotify Wrapped.
Yes.
And we are everybody's favorite podcast
on
globally. It's told us favorite podcast ever.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but on the back end, we actually get a notification as a podcast.
Yes.
That says, congratulations, you are everyone's favorite podcast.
Yes.
In the world.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool. When I opened up my email today and I saw that,
I wasn't surprised, but it was cool to see.
Yeah, in writing.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't surprised, obviously.
The fame has spoken for itself most of the time.
I mean, I just did a quick breeze through the email. It wasn't like I was
I just
like
read the top
10
celebrities that listen, like Taylor Swift, Mariah Carey, you know.
I Can Explain. Yeah. And it was really interesting, too, because I was both number one on this podcast, and then I was also everyone's favorite TikTok celebrity in the world.
You were, yes.
I was.
Yes.
Number one. It was me, and then it was Charlie.
I also saw the back end of We're Having Gay Sex.
Mm.
Abysmal numbers.
Terrible numbers.
So bad.
It feels so bad for Ash.
All the episodes that you co-hosted.
Yeah,
those were right up
they
there.
They did say, the people that run the numbers, they said, we're trying to get to the bottom of this.
These spikes,
the science.
The
but
highs
they, yeah,
and lows.
There's all of a sudden it'll just kind of spike up 1 week. And then for a few weeks, it'll be like.
Not a single listen.
Not a single listen. And then all of a sudden it'll just rock it back up. And it's like second place right after I Can Explain. And then it's like. Just plummet.
Zero.
Just
it's like all their phones die.
It's unbelievable. They've never seen anything like it.
Unprecedented.
They were saying in the debrief email that it's truly, they've never seen anything like it. They're trying to get to the bottom of it. And then we were both chatting before this podcast today about it's probably something to do with me.
It
you know,
only makes sense.
It would only make sense. I'd have to take a closer look at the numbers, but I'm 99% sure that's probably
I'll
what
have
it
the
is.
Team run the numbers, but
mm-hmm.
but yeah, so it was Spotify Wrapped,
yep.
Which is so literally. I know we always say it,
mm-hmm.
Brie. We always say it,
mm-hmm.
Brie. We
mm-hmm.
always say it.
Yeah, we do.
We literally are just two queer people
mm-hmm.
being fucking morons
mm-hmm.
every week, mm-hmm. and we forget that people listen. So to see mm-hmm. that we're on people's top listens or top five or top 10 listen. Oh, those ones should probably work in it, but we'll get there later. family's still not safe.
Oh, if we're number five on your list, like figure it out.
I would at least check on your extended family.
Like your aunt or something.
But it is fucking wild, and
yeah, it's really
I
cool.
am incredibly grateful for mm-hmm. it, and it is pretty surreal every year seeing it. But
oh,
inspired
totally, yeah.
by that, I feel like we should do a favorites and talk about our artists that we listen to.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, just our favorites of the year.
Top five favorites. We'll pick like five categories before.
We'll pick like,
and then we'll get through
music,
one.
TV show, things
okay.
like that.
Let's do top three. Cause I mean, Jesus, we know us. We're going to be talking forever about
true.
Everything.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Okay. Forbes 30 under 30 came out.
Okay.
I always thought because I've never read it or looked at it.
Yeah,
you were
on it.
I'm on every year. They made an exception for me this year. I just turned 31. They said still put her on there. She's so young looking, so beautiful, so youthful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just keep her on for a few more years. Yeah, they've already. You're not 30 yet, but they've just ruled you out for multiple reasons. But mm-hmm.
Well, because they thought just from my dewy complexion that I was like top 12 under 12 probably. Oh, they said, I know one thing, that is a youth.
That is a youth. Yeah. Top 12 under youth. Anyways. So here's the thing. I usually only read my little blurb.
Of course.
30 under 30. I just, you know, skim past the rest. Did you fucking know that it's not 30 under 30? It's like 600 under 30 because it's 30 categories of 30 people under 30. So it's like 30 under 30
times 30
social media, 30 under 30 tech, 30 under 30. Me neither.
Don't tell me 30. And I wanted the 30 best 29 year olds
of the world.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
I don't give a fuck what it's in. I want the best of the best and not categorically.
Yeah.
I want it ranked.
I also think some categories have to be easier than others. Because you're telling me that you're like top 30 fucking neuroscience cancer curers of the world.
Do well, something harder.
There's only so many people that yeah. can do that.
Yeah.
So obvious, it's like you're choosing the easy path
yeah.
by being someone that is that smart. Because like, you know, you're going to be top 30 because there's can only be.
Are
like,
you under 30? Well,
there's probably like 14 of you.
You're on the list.
So you just have to be on the
that
list.
That is every time I see somebody solving cancer or a neuroscientist, I'm like,
under
they're
30?
Taking the easy route.
That's what right I here. Think too.
Taking the easy route.
It just doesn't seem fair. Whereas like me, very difficult being on TikTok.
It's very
imagine
hard.
The amount of people I'm competing against to be on that 30 under 30. The pool is much larger. It's much more difficult.
So hard.
And
you definitely took the hard route.
I did being
an influencer.
It's so hard. It's just, oh my God, it brings a tear to my eye. Seriously. With all that said, we appreciate you. And in all seriousness, I'm going to give myself a little ego boost because uh-huh. I've been so modest so far on this
always.
Podcast today. And I put it this way. It's pretty fucking cool when you have so many awesome gabers out there that you have to stop resharing the Spotify raps.
Yes.
We got so many tags and I got so many personal tags as well on my top 30 under 30 mm-hmm, Forbes mm-hmm. insert. And I could only share so many because literally there's so many people posting. It's like obviously on our Instagram or whatever, if it was just like however many of the same screenshot, it's like that's annoying for everyone else.
Yeah,
but I wish we could share them all because
sure.
it's literally like the coolest, sweetest thing. And to anyone who shared it, if we didn't respond or share it on our story, we still appreciated it just the same. And like, seriously, thank you for not only listening but also taking the time to screenshot and post it, which supports and helps us. Like the amount of people that probably heard about our podcast for the first time today because they saw it on those lists is like amazing for us. So
oh,
it's,
absolutely.
It's so appreciated.
And I know that's the truth because somebody tagged me personally in mm-hmm. one and I shared it.
Yeah.
And then two people responded mm-hmm. and said, oh my gosh, I'm going to use this to find more queer podcasts.
Oh, cool.
So I know it's happening.
See, so what we should have done is we should have blurred out all the other podcasts.
Exactly.
So they didn't get
except
the free
except for the ones
poem,
that we were
poem,
above
yeah.
Ashgabs.
Well, because that just needs to be said. Needs to be said.
Did you see me respond?
Ash must be in tears all day today.
I posted one that we were above and said this doesn't bode well for my Ash Gavs feud. And then the person liked it or something,
yeah.
and I responded, first I took her bestie, and now I'm taking her podcast.
Taking her number one spot on Spotify Wrapped.
What is next?
Must have been a tough day for her.
What else does she have left at this point?
Nothing, I don't think.
Nothing.
Between the podcast and me.
Two loves of her life.
In all seriousness, I appreciate you all. Sean appreciates you all. If you want to see Hat Day, Patreon.com/I Can Explain Podcast or head over to Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and click the link in the bio. It'll take you to Patreon and you get to see what hats we're wearing.
Hat Day!
No, but all the episodes are on video there. So if you prefer to watch them on YouTube, you can go become a patron, support the podcast. And regardless, thanks for your support, following us on social media, sharing us. Some of your families are safe for now.
Yeah.
Some of them.
We won't tell you which ones.
I think, I don't know when this goes up, but I think it's going to be in the last few days of fundraising for my film when this one goes up. So if you'd like to help me make my film happen, I'm sure it's going to be down to the wire. I would much appreciate it if you went over to @BrianneWilliams and clicked the link in my bio and checked out the rewards that are left. I would really, really appreciate it.
Give me your fucking money.
I literally, like, we need that on a soundbite just so I can play it. But you're like just a...
I have to say it every time.
You just have to say it every time. Okay. I love that for you. Do you have any... Oh, I have one more housekeeping before we get to advice. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to all the people out there. You know what? We'll do a bonus episode on Patreon for extra advice.
Perfect.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
We already put up actually last week, and if you're a patron, there's an extra full bonus episode up there, 45-minute bonus.
I was like,
episode.
You can't apologize and then not housekeep.
Okay, housekeep. I just moved in with my parents
again. You did, yes.
And the amount of DMs that I got, I posted a story, which I almost immediately deleted. Like, I would say it was only up for an hour.
Okay, I don't think I saw it.
It was the other day, because I did the first drop-off to my parents of, like, one bag of clothes.
Yeah.
And I said something along the lines of, like, when you're moving back, I took a picture in the mirror of my, like, bedroom from when I was like 15 and we moved into that house. That was my bedroom. So I said childhood, but really it was like teenage bedroom. And I was like, when you're moving it back into your teenage bedroom at 31, immediately get like 200 DMs. Did you and Julia break up?
Oh.
And as soon as... I didn't even blame those people because sometimes that I'm like, you're stretching.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, that makes complete sense.
Yeah.
And then I deleted it and I didn't repost anything because I was like on the go. I've been moving for the last two days.
The people were talking.
And then more people were like, oh, like if you weren't ready to talk about it, it's okay. So I was like, fuck me. So I got to post something that's like, no, me and Julia are moving
we're
in.
We're both moving
we're
to
actually
moms.
Both moving in with my parents. And I'm doing Vlogmas this year. So there's more on that on my YouTube. But basically, just a nod out there for any queer individual out there that thinks that it might not get better one day. It gets better in different ways for different people, but for me, some folks might be able to relate to this. There was a time in my life when I lived in that house in that bedroom that I was like, I will never come out because it will never work for me.
Yeah.
Like, I can never tell my family. This is just too much. So, like, in a weird way to, like, now be, like, living there with my girlfriend so, like, out in the open. My parents literally treat her like another daughter. Yeah. Are like so welcoming and warm to her. I've extended their house to us, which we're so appreciative of because our house is getting renos due to some damage that was done. So it's an insurance claim. And it's crazy being over 30 and moving back in with my parents. We're going to be there for at least a month and a half.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. But I did have that cute little moment today where I thought, this is so cute. Like, my young self would have thought this fucking happened. So, kind of cool. Anyways, I will keep updating on the saga that is...
Oh, I'm sure.
...living with parents in your 30s. Okay. Advice. Advice.
This is advice. This is what you asked. Specific advice. Specifically.
Yeah.
Answered. Specifically by us.
And not...
Good advice
good.
By bad people. Bad advice by good people. whichever you, yeah, whichever it, way you slice it.
It might be good. It might be bad. And we're not going to tell you which. So you won't actually know.
One of us could be a good person and one of us could be a bad person. And we're not going to tell you which. Well, I bet you can't guess.
I was going to say.
I bet you can't.
Okay. Okay. This is interesting because it kind of goes with the question that the housekeeping editor said, how to survive the holidays in a house where you're surrounded by boundary pushers. I'm not saying my parents are boundary pushers, but I do think that like...
It is a boundary pushed, just yeah, moving home,
just
I would
moving
say.
Home when you're not used to it. And I also think parents a lot of times freeze you in time as yeah. like a teenager or like the last age that you lived there. So when you go home, it's like the navigation of now treating you like an adult and not like... checking in the same way, even if it's in a thoughtful way.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you'll always be their little girl.
It's like, fuck, like boundaries are tough.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What's your suggestion?
I don't know.
Because I was going to say the proper suggestion is to be like, be honest about your boundaries and set it. But honestly,
parents never get it.
So they don't.
No.
And I think like in some cases, like it's cooked. Like it is what it is.
I honestly... Parents are so set in their ways mm-hmm. as well. Also, this person didn't specifically say yeah. parents, but even siblings, mm-hmm. just familial relations.
Yeah, dynamics are very hard to readjust.
Totally.
Yeah.
Everybody's so set in their ways, it's hard to like readjust mm-hmm. the course once it's kind of been set. I would say if you're in a house full of boundary pushers, mm-hmm. you need to, or what I always did... is you need to find time to do your own things.
Yes, that's
or
great
find
advice.
Things to do that, I mean, that is like get out of the house, but yeah. also find things in your home that you can have your own boundaries. Even if it's, I'm not kidding, sorry, Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Shh, don't listen.
Killing fish.
Even if it's just lighting like 50 tires on fire in your
seafood
backyard.
Seafood buffet. Just for one. Seafood yeah. buffet for one.
No, honestly. Trolling the ocean. Even if it's just having a long shower.
No, that's true. That's
like,
good. Yeah.
There are so many times that I knew that I needed to decompress and have my own time and nobody could just open the door and come in on me having a shower.
Yeah.
Like, that's honestly, so true. Yeah. I can get through a shower in 5 minutes. Yeah. When I was living at home, I'm pushing that bitch.
Yeah, I get that. No,
or
I
go
love
for
that.
A walk or take the dog really out advice. Or go to the mall or... Listen to music.
Totally.
Headphones on is good.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Another thing is like do something that like feels like busy work because then it like looks like you're doing something. You know, like, I don't know. Does something need to be like painted? Is there like an appetizer that needs to be made?
So true.
So you're kind of like, you're still in the mix. Like I'm contributing and I'm like being part of the party, but like
these portobellos aren't going to cut themselves.
I'm in here making the appetizer. Yeah. Oh, hi everyone. Like, you know, I think trying to like unpack, especially around the holidays where emotions are up and there's like a lot of people dealing with a lot of dynamics, trying to like adjust or unpack or like make adjustments in relationship dynamics, it's almost just not the time.
Yeah.
Like you kind of just got to be like, let's just roll with it for however long.
Totally.
Sorry if that doesn't help, but it is what it is. So a bunch of people are asking for a winter episode. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Why do people want the fucking season episodes?
Because they're relatable. Everybody experiences everybody experiences seasons unless you live on the equator.
Okay, that's funny.
You know what one made me laugh? And I feel like it's it really sums up so much advice that we've given in Well You Asked. Yeah. Somebody's response to our story was, I was gonna write you a whole thing asking about my situation, but then I just realized I needed to communicate.
I love that.
And I was like, we've drilled communication into people's heads so often that they just solved it themselves.
It's like if you wrote this all out to the person you're dealing with about, it would probably be solved on its own. Like you already know what you need to do, people.
Well, some of them you don't, so.
That's true.
But most of you guys,
we just told them not to communicate to family or for the holidays. Just put your head down and get through.
Make every appetizer you can think of.
You are the appetizer fucking guru this season.
It's fucking Hell's Kitchen in this bitch.
Literally. Okay, I like this question. Where can I have sex with my girlfriend? Family are always in the house. Don't understand how people do it.
Leave the house.
Yeah. Does one of you have a car? Car sex sucks. Honestly, it's one of those things that's like very romanticized, I feel, in movies and stuff. It sucks.
It depends what car you're driving.
There's always a knob sticking up the wrong.
If you're really dedicated to car sex, you could make it enjoyable. You could put the back seats down.
Okay, but.
No, I'm saying. Well, if
we're not making a fucking traveling van here,
these people might be, because they it's something that needs to be an occurrence. So you should get an air mattress in the back of your fucking Yaris. You should make it the pound mobile.
That's true.
We need to start setting up some solutions here.
That's so true.
Cars are good. I would say avoid, hopefully, any place that you can get a public indecency charge.
I never listened to that. But
I think legally I am supposed to say that, but you know, maybe like a park after dark or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe let's avoid the daylight.
Yeah.
It is cold out now.
It's so cold.
I think car might be your best option.
Car is good. Honestly, also,
you're a freak, so I'm scared of what you're gonna say.
I don't know how, like, I don't know if this person's like, when I was younger, okay, I shouldn't even say this.
Oh, here we go. No.
I shouldn't say this. When I was younger, like, I used to have a lot of sex in bathrooms at either parties, at, like, friends' houses, or at clubs.
That's bad advice, yeah. But you're a good person.
I'm a good person with bad advice, but that's what I used to do. This person's asking, like, what do people do? I think people bang in bathrooms and people's houses.
Car sex is going to be better than stall sex.
I love stall sex. I like a standing position. There's a lot you can do.
Okay.
Because the thing is,
but
also,
that requires, that's not something that happens easily. You're not going to go to a club just because you can't have sex at home because your family's always around. That seems like there's too many layers
like
to
too
that.
Much work here.
Yeah.
I don't know. How bad do you want to have sex?
Well, go to the fuck mobile.
I don't like car sex. I like
you didn't put
sex.
An air mattress on the back of your Yaris.
That's true. Where else could you have sex? I mean, it's just fucking annoying, right? Because you're not going to, like, every time you want to bang, like...
I mean, here's... Do you want the full tea?
Yeah.
I've had sex when my family's in the house.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And I was like, is this too much? I was like, what are people doing these days? Like, can't you have quiet sex?
I've been getting rod in the other room.
Like, literally, like, there's a way that... not a rod.
I meant like R-A-W-E-D. But you thought I meant R-O-D. I was getting a raw rod.
Yeah, no, I...
But that's not recommended. Because the possibility... You do not have sex in another room that doesn't have a door
No,
lock.
You need a lock.
Or
is an absolute.
A dresser in front of the door or something.
Dresser, as if that's not obvious. They drink a fucking... It's like a fucking fort built by the door. There's a troll asking them to solve a riddle at the front door. Honestly,
if you know a troll, get them at the door.
Get them there. No, I feel like also there's something to be said with sex with two vaginas present is very easy quiet sex. Cause you don't have to do the like motions.
No.
There's no big movements that need to be had. It's like when a guy or like someone with a penis is jacking off. If their hand is under a blanket and they're jacking their dick off,
you're going to hear it.
It's going to be very noticeable.
Yeah.
But if a person with a vagina is masturbating under a blanket, you're not going to notice it.
It is decently hard to have quiet anal sex as well.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, if you're getting rotted, rotted. My fucking camera.
Your camera said absolutely not. You're all rotted here.
I can't say that I would be having anal sex.
Yeah.
But you would.
I did. And I probably would again.
And you would again. Wow, I love that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Making it work.
Making it. Oh, it was working.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Bergen.
Interesting question. I don't know if we've had one like this before. Nuances of splitting finances with a partner. If one makes more money, eats more, drinks more, drives more, etc. That's just such a tough question. I mean, I totally get it. And like, I talked to someone the other day that I don't know if they didn't break it down as far as like who drives or does what.
Yeah.
But the way they did it with finances with their husband was they did it based on like percentage made.
Yeah.
So let's say this is not the case for them, but let's say that they made $100,000 a year and their husband made $50,000 a year. Then out of the 100% expenses, they are paying, I don't know math, they are paying the percentage of the income that they are making.
Good.
But like, what is that? Because if the $150,000 would be the total household income.
Yeah.
And they would pay 33% and their partner would pay, or no, they would pay 66 and their partner would pay 33% of expenses like mortgage or groceries or things like that.
Yeah.
I thought that made sense, but I think for a lot of people that doesn't work in other ways. So I don't know.
I genuinely don't have an answer to this because I have never been in a relationship that has got to that point.
I was going to say, I feel like you keep it far enough that it doesn't.
Yes. I also think there's something on my end that I never want to have that conversation because it's very layered.
Yeah, it is.
Especially I've had conversations like that with exes about splitting housing costs too. Yeah. And there's an awkward nature behind it. Mm-hmm. Like my parents helped me with a down payment, which I'm incredibly grateful for. Mm-hmm. But there's so many layers to that as well. Like it gets super complicated. And I know that's something that I hate talking about.
Yes.
So I avoid it like the plague.
Yeah. That's
so I wish totally I had fair. Good advice for you, but it scares the living shit out of me.
I honestly think that with the exception of things that you obviously have to split, like, for example, whether it's rent or a mortgage or whatever it may be, where you maybe could implement the percentile rule based on like how much you make or whatever it is. Or for those things, you could just be like, we're doing 50-50. And then if it's this complex for you, I mean, again, every situation is different, but based just off of this simple question where you feel like you're kind of getting continuously shorted, if you will, then why don't you just each pay for your own things?
Yeah.
Like each pay for just your split. Own.
Yeah.
Each pay for your own. If you go out for dinner, each pay for your own. You buy your grocery stuff. They buy their grocery stuff.
Split regular things 50-50.
And then if there's like more special items and you know, whatever. It gets complex.
It gets complex, but it also gets complicated, I think, with different incomes.
Yes.
Because somebody making more might want different things from, say, an apartment or something that you are kind of forced to split. Maybe because they make more, they want something bigger or nicer.
Yeah.
So you kind of feel like you're forced into that. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's probably important to say what you're comfortable with. And if you're like, hey, this is what I can afford and you want more than that, maybe you're going to have to fill the void.
Absolutely. It's not an easy, I don't think, it's put it this way.
It's going to suck anyway.
I mean, there's, I don't know what the statistic is, but I think majority of divorces happen because there's some root of money issues. Yeah. Like, I honestly think that that's probably one of the most complex things to deal with, especially in more like modern relationships.
Yeah.
Where it's not the like super old school traditional, like someone's the breadwinner and someone's taking care of the home. As soon as we're in places where it's more complex and it's one person's making this much and one person's making this much. And sometimes like, I'm commission. I don't make salary. Yeah. So like some months I'm going to make $0 and some months I'm going to make X amount of dollars and it's all up and down. Like, how do you navigate that? Yeah. On the months I make $0, like, am I going to pay the same amount? Is it always the same? Like, it's complex. I don't know the answer. I think it's just communication.
Yes. And I also think it is very important to, because this is always my thought in these mm-hmm. conversations, if I am going to have these conversations, yeah. it's super important to advocate for yourself
yes.
and what your comfort and ability are. Because yeah. if you're pushed past that, first of all, you're gonna go totally. Into financial duress.
Yeah.
But you're also going to resent somebody that pushes you out of your financial comfort zone
yeah.
because it's one of those things that has lasting impact if you were to break up and you suddenly
totally.
Took on all this debt so that your partner could have a nice apartment or something.
1000%. Couldn't agree more.
Is this a financial podcast?
It is. This is where people come to get their financial advice.
I can explain finances.
Exactly. Like, we literally are the first and last stop for everyone for financial advice.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And my first bit of advice with that is give me your money.
Give me a fucking money.
Okay.
That will said, always be our first and last.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, if you want your family to be safe. Yeah. I've been single 4 months. Should I enter my hoe phase now?
Yes.
You're late.
No,
it
takes time.
Okay, I'm the wrong person to ask.
I would not say that I'm not a very sexually driven person.
Yeah.
But it did take me a few months to even want to go on dates or mm-hmm. have the thought that I want to hook up with somebody. So
right.
I do think it does take time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking the question, I think you should do it.
I think also it's just like, it's... Yeah, like you seem to be like ready and raring
yeah.
to go. So yeah, next question.
Okay, well, for people that are listening on audio, there is maybe a jump cut because it stopped recording for a minute that we...
But if you were on Patreon, you just
get the
got
full exclusive of me screaming at Bree, telling her to shut up. Man screams at woman to shut up exclusive.
You also got another 5 minutes of me rambling about how I think that it's unfair that people try and say... That, why are you pointing at me right now?
Oh, because I, in the minute that was cut,
yeah.
brought up the fuckmobile. And you know what I think is really
what?
Important to think about here?
What?
It's not what you say about the fuckmobile. It's how the fuckmobile makes you feel.
It's how you fuck in the fuckmobile.
It's how you feel in the fuckmobile.
Being fucked in the fuckmobile.
Yeah.
That is so true.
It's so true.
That is so true. Wow. I was just saying, if the reason that you're stopping yourself from having sex when you're in a relationship, or sorry, when you've broken up, out of a relationship is because you feel guilty moving on too soon. There is not a adjustment period, like a required adjustment period. What's happening? What are you
know.
Scared about?
I'm scared.
Sean's scared about the tech now. There is
scared
not
the tech every second of every day, but yes,
an adjustment period that you are required to wait. If you break up at 8 a.m. on Monday and you go bang someone at 5 p.m., you are a single adult. You do not owe anyone anything.
Absolutely.
And anyone who makes anyone feel bad for that, I think that's wrong.
You're wrong.
Because you've invented this rule. Like, who's to say? Some people think it's normal to wait a week after you break up. Some people it's 3 months. Some people they'd be like, oh, you slept with someone else only 4 months after
I'm
we
still
broke
alive
up.
And you fuck someone else?
Seriously, people are crazy out here.
So,
fuck.
People be crazy in these streets.
People do. Okay. Me and my wife have the same name and we go back and forth on taking my last name or not. So I'm assuming they have the same first name.
It's like Taylor Lautner.
Oh yeah. And now they're Taylor.
Is this Taylor Lautner?
This is actually, yeah, it is. I wasn't going to bring it
yeah,
up, but
sorry.
Taylor, sorry. You know, you are a public figure, so we can say you by name.
This is, I love the double.
You love a double?
I love it. I think it's hilarious. Wow. I think it's chaotic. Okay. I think it's confusing for everyone.
Yeah.
I love it. Why love not? It? Or it depends though, because mm-hmm. is your last name good?
Right.
And I mean that so seriously. Is your last name good?
Or do you both like your own last name? Then what's the reason?
Or does your last name sound better
with
than their last name? No, I think their last name is out of the question.
The other person's last name.
That's
is out
what
of the
this question.
Question
makes me think.
Right. But because then they're still going to have this shitty name.
I know, but so which one's
it.
Better?
Also, by the way, I wasn't saying that your name's shitty. I was saying
shitty fucking
in the context of
you have
this,
a shitty name.
You're saying like if the other person's name does not sound better with their last name, then they would be basically saying to them, I don't want to take your name because my name sounds like shit with your last name. And you would be saying, well, that's my name.
I'd say that to a partner.
Honesty. Openness, communication.
The pillar of any good relationship.
That's true. That's true.
I did tell one of my exes that I would steal his last name.
What do you mean steal?
Like I would get married and take his last name. And then if we broke up, I'd keep it.
That's really actually quite chic. A lot of people do that.
It's a good last name. That's why.
So you just... Why don't you just take it regardless? You just go get your name changed.
I like the the piracy of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I like knowing that I put the work in. Yeah. But then I've had exes that I'm like, you have a really bad last name. So I
like the chaoticness of just going and getting your name changed. And then they just look on Facebook one day.
Do you want to know
you've been
story?
Broken up for like 3 years and your name is their name. But their exact name, first and last.
I love that.
First and last.
Do you want to know a story about name change?
Yeah, I do.
This is advice. Everybody loves this advice. Of name change. I was going to say maybe I shouldn't say this because of the legality of it, but my grandma is dead. So my grandmother, bless her soul.
This is amazing.
Her birth name was Violet Martha Pearl Cherry. Cherry was her last name.
So amazing.
Cherry was her last name. Violet Martha Pearl Cherry. I still think that's the best name ever.
It's the best name I've ever heard in my life. I'm not exaggerating. Violet Martha Pearl Cherry.
It's so good. So Violet Martha Pearl Cherry was her full given name legally at that time. And she decided, I don't know what came over her, that she did not like that name. So she changed her name to Diane Lusk. And she never legally changed it anywhere. No office of any sort. She just started because she was 988 when she died, I think. So this was like a good while back. She just started changing her name on everything. And eventually it just became her name because it was...
You're joking. It was enough that...
And like there wasn't offices checking, like people weren't calling you about your social insurance number back then.
She started with like her like library card,
actually,
her points
though,
card at the grocery
store.
She
never legally changed her name, but on all of her government
documents.
Records, it said Diane Lusk. Just because she was like, I'm going to change
That's actually incredible.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Isn't incredible that she would give away Violet Martha Pearl
Cherry? I've got a question, though. Is your last name supposed to be Cherry?
No.
Oh, that was her husband's name. Yeah. I was like, you need to go back to Sean Cherry.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds too much like Don Cherry.
We remember his. Was it racism or homophobia?
I think
I can't remember.
Both. I think a bit of both.
I'm sure there's all. You know, they go so well together.
Okay, say it for us one more time. What was your grandmother's name?
Violet Martha Pearl Cherry.
That is fucking gorgeous. Violet Martha Pearl Cherry.
Which now we're just going to talk about it. One of my baby names that you fucking hate is Violet, and I think it's such
well, it only
a great...
works with Violet Martha Pearl Cherry. If you told me I'm naming my baby Violet Martha Pearl Cherry, I'd say absolutely, rolls off the tongue, gorgeous, stunning, iconic. Violet by itself, not
I
the same ring for me.
So cute. When are you seeing Violets?
When are you seeing Violet Martha Pearl Cherry?
That's true.
If you are gonna do it, you gotta do it right. You gotta do it. Like it's
first
just...
name Violet, middle name.
Martha Pearl Cherry.
Lusk. Okay.
No, we're getting rid of Lusk. We should just tell her to change it onto the documents. Just start changing.
Oh, we do it all the time. You just got to do it.
In this family, we
just
start
scratch
writing.
Scratch this one out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I love this. What are signs of a gay bar that is inclusive of women loving women? Everywhere I go, it's just men. ... No offense, Sean.
I would say there aren't signs because those places don't exist. I meant that as a joke, I know, but also
it was so mad. And then I was one of those things where I was gonna laugh and I was like, but do they?
It was a joke, but it also wasn't a joke because we've talked about it so many times. There are brick and mortar gay spaces. And obviously in big cities, there's a lot more probability that you'll find one a bar for every person under the umbrella that is not a gay man.
Yeah.
But in other cities, you won't find a sign at a bar because it is actually in the dumpster out back.
True.
Knock three times, special password.
Exactly. That is very true.
Yeah. The party's in the fuckmobile, which is parked out back.
It's just one vehicle that drives around town. Okay. Here's the thing. I think that there's a few signs that you can look for, regardless of those signs and how well the bar does at making it a safe space or inclusive for women loving women. Unfortunately, they cannot control the patrons. And unfortunately, a lot of gay men are still really territorial against women loving women and don't really like when they're in certain spaces. That said, for venue and overall vibe and hopefully the expectation that you could go to management if there was an issue, check their drag lineup. I think if you look at the drag events that they hold and see if the lineups are just cis gay men.
Yeah. Traditional drag queens.
Then that is a big red flag. I think also check their with that DJ lineup, who are the staff that they're hiring.
Even event lineup, I would say event as well. Lineup. If they have a dedicated night for queer women, I would say most of their, they obviously have some sort of inkling that they should be making space. Yeah. So totally. I would say on other nights, they would have, you know, more of an understanding.
Or like on their posters, whether it's in person or on social media, like, do you see a collection of individuals?
Is it like Circuit Saturdays, hot, big hung cocks?
It's just like literally jockstrap wearing like gays. Then probably not going to be the best vibes. Yeah. I also think look in your area if possible. I post about them a lot on my Instagram. But like in your area, search like Sapphic, hashtag Sapphic on Instagram. Sapphic events, lesbian event, things like that. See if you can find a space that's centered around women loving women. Yeah. I honestly think that's your best bet. This is a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I don't have tattoos. Do you discuss tipping with your tattoo artist?
I have never discussed tipping with my tattoo artist.
What does that even mean? Is there like a thought process behind that in the tattoo community that you're supposed to like discuss it beforehand?
I think that it's more from
sorry, we're about to lose video here.
I was like, Bree's making a run for it.
I'm out of here.
This question doesn't involve
my
her.
Camera's gonna die.
Okay.
Hold on, pause it.
Oh, in Vancouver, not getting around in the snow properly. Okay, another jump cut. We're back.
Jesus Christ. It's a disaster over here.
I have never discussed it with my tattoo artist. I think it's kind of an unspoken thing for my understanding and anybody else that I've really talked to. I kind of go in with an amount in mind. Mm-hmm. Usually I tip like 20%.
Yeah.
So I will already think about that. Or if I'm paying cash, I would say most of the tattoos that I get are by piece.
Right.
So I already know the cost. So if I'm bringing cash, I will bring that.
Yeah.
Or I'm pretty stupid and get panicky in situations.
Okay.
So if I'm e-transferring that money, I will literally already do the math before I go there about what I'm actually e-transferring.
Oh.
But I've never discussed it with an artist. I think it's pretty standard to tip anywhere from 15%+.
Yeah. Like anything over 15 is like a nice bonus. And
yeah.
15 would be like a good tip.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know for folks out there. I told Sean the other day, I called Sean in a panic speaking of tipping, and was like,
Oh, when you robbed somebody? Okay,
so yeah, I robbed somebody. Yeah. So here's what happened. I just recently, a few months ago, got a haircut where I have like shorter bangs in the front. The first time I got them, they were kind of like up to my cheekbones. This time, because they grew so fast and I don't have the capacity to keep up with the maintenance, I was like, go a bit shorter. And then that way I don't have to come back as soon.
Yeah.
Because the cheekbone, even when it grows out like an inch, then it's just like an awkward long thing in the front.
Fair.
You can't really style it. Anyways, this person, when I went to book, they had a complimentary bang trim on their like website or whatever.
For the bang.
And I didn't consider, even though I just described it as bangs, I didn't consider what I had bangs, because I was thinking bangs is like the straight across, like old school bangs.
All right.
And because it's kind of still a little bit layered in the front, I was like, okay, I don't know what I should be calling in for, like whatever. So I DM'd them and I was like, hey, they have like a website where you choose your service. I was like, I'm not sure which service I should be booking in for.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, don't worry about it. I know you want, come in this day at this time. They put it in for me. I show up, I get my front bangs trimmed, whatever. And then I'm like, okay, like about to leave. Like, what do I owe ya? And they were like, oh no, it's the complimentary bang trim. And I was like, oh my God, like, no, like I'm not going to leave without paying you for this. Like, you did more than just like a quick like beep.
Yeah.
Like I was picturing bang trim just like a little beep, you know. Yeah. I'm like, you did like some layering in the front, like you did like some stuff. And I was like, no, I want to pay you. Like, what can I please pay you for your time? Like, please let me pay you. And she was like, no, I've been doing this for years for my clients. It's regular, it's standard procedure. If you get this type of haircut, it's for a loyalty thing. I know my customers appreciate it, and then hopefully they keep coming back and you recommend me. I'm like, I'll absolutely do that, but I still want to pay you. She's like, no, absolutely not. So we've gone back and forth a few times about the payment.
Yes.
Okay. And she's no, 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 get out of here. You know, like doing that, like when you're fighting over the bill at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, if you insist, I really appreciate it. And I left. And as soon as I got in the car, I called Sean about something different. We were coordinating recording on the podcast or whatever. And I literally was like, oh my God. I had this like realization and moment of panic. I was like, I still should have tipped. And Sean's like, well, yeah, you still should have tipped. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so mortified. Because of the push and pull of the pay, yeah, don't pay, pay, don't pay. I even had cash on me.
Not for her though.
And I literally just walked out. No fucking tip. Nothing.
So tip your service workers.
Like,
someone's got to.
This is a PSA. Don't be a Brie.
Don't be a Brie.
No, I literally was mortified. And I was literally like, this is so fucking embarrassing. But then the question with that is also, what do you tip? There's no money. There's no percentage.
Yeah. I would say even like just a 20 would be
a
like,
20.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know for the future.
Yeah.
Great.
Stop robbing people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this was really fun. And I know we only got through 4.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all aren't used to that. You're used to us breezing
through so many.
Getting through so many. But what we're going to do to make up for it is we're going to do a bonus Patreon episode. It's coming sometime in the next couple weeks. We just, like I said, posted another full length bonus Patreon only episode about a week ago. There'll be another one coming up with advice questions. So if you want to become a patron, you want to see our hats.
Hat day.
Can you imagine like people think that they're going to be really exciting hats? Oh, wait, they are. If you want to see our very exciting hats.
Yours is so wacky.
I've never seen a hat like yours. It's honestly crazy. It's
like, what is that?
I didn't even know for sure if it was a hat when I first walked in. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I thought
yours was just wearable art. Because it's so out there.
That is so true. That is like, it is. I'm even looking in the viewfinder right now and
it's just, there's so many elements to it.
It really just spoke to me when I saw it in the store. I thought, there's so many things to think about when
it was just a store, not a museum.
go over to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link in the bio if you want to become a patron. There's also merch. Again, if you want to support my next film, at Brian Williamson on Instagram, links in bio. You can follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson, and everywhere at I Can Explain Podcast. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood. Sorry for the tech difference.